Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Happens. She said it's just nothing, it's something at work. They live in the city, 6 blocks from the subway. He sells spots on TV. She works as a nurse. Look, Indiana, he's from Indiana. She's from Minnesota. They met at the church. They moved to the city to have an adventure. 10 years together, hold on till it hurts. On weekends they visit the bars and the restaurants that come recommended by websites and friends. On weeknights they stay in, take out and watch TV, red wine and Chinese, and early to bed. Look, Indiana, don't have any children. They said they didn't want them, but lately she's thinking, what's the point of this whole thing? Go to work for the weekend, wake up early on Monday, start it over again, and again, and again. At work there's a doctor, says she looks really pretty. Started out as just nothing, guess they just became friends. They take the same lunch break, he understood what her day's like. Made her ask a few questions, what she wants out of life. Happy hours and coffee, and that holiday party. The Tuesday he texts her, said he's back with his wife. She was kinda surprised when she just started sobbing. Had to hide in the bathroom, take some time to herself. She came home crying. He asked her what happens. She said it's just nothing, it's something at work. They moved to the city to have an adventure. 10 years together, hold on till it hurts.
Good evening, Thursday evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room, home of brand new music in the indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk style. And kicking off there with amazing Craig Finn from his solo album, Always Been. lovely one from him. It's called Luke and Liana. Okay, got a packed show for you tonight. Got the usual of the music news, the local national gig guide, the new album releases, and of course, loads of great new music. This band called Skeletons. This is Wild for the Weekend. Nice bit of indie synth there, Skeletons, and that is Wild for the Weekend. They're trying to crowdfund their debut album. Yeah, it's good, it's good. Have they got enough to get that debut album out there? Okay, let's talk about the Sherlocks. They've been guests on the show many times over the years. They have a new album out. It's going to land in tomorrow. It's called Everything Must Make Sense. And they're saying it's the best chat. I mean, they get into the top five. They haven't quite got the number one. And everybody's going kind of make the Sherlocks number one. Album drops tomorrow. We're all rooting for you, boys. This is Bones.
Bye.
With DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the back room. Future Sounds.
Descending
That's the K's forthcoming album, Pretty on the Internet. New one from that, the Bends. Here we go again. And Sherlock's and Bones. Good luck, boys, for a number one album. Let's do it. This is Clifford's. Dungarvan Bay.
There's a light in Dungarvan Bay. Never goes out and he never fades. If the earth could stop spinning, I'll gather my thoughts, imagine life without you in it. If the earth would give me a minute, smile and thank God you were in it. Not sure if I'm living at all. Not how you could for it all went wrong. Bless the orange sky, you got quiet of you. Time moves on, it's 2 years now. Alex moved to Edinburgh, I stayed south. I still picture you dancing when I'm out. Take it day by day, what's that all? Not sure if I'm living at all. Not how you could for it all went wrong. I'll search for the pockets of you. Bless the orange sky, you got Christ the.
Great voice, Clifford. You can catch them at Tramlines in the summer. Tom Bright.
Give you
Great talent, Tom Brighter, Schoolyard Crimes, from Young Old Bloke album, Soapboxes, Glasgow Punks. This is called Mess. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. Soapbox. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, home of brand new music every Thursday night. This artist is called Love Cat. Lipstick from her.
All dolled up in stress. Go, because nobody asked me to the rodeo. I can be a cowgirl or your stewardess or your bedside nurse, mopping up your sweat. Wind the key, for my lipstick.
finally given in. Break me down for parts, and you can't give my eyes and limbs to the old junkyard. Just keep my sweetheart safe in a jar. Keep my sweetheart safe in a jar.
From Liverpool, that is Love Cat. New single, Lipstick. She was crowned Breakthrough Act of the Year at the Nordic and Robin's Northern Music Awards in March of the year. So it's a breakout year for her. She's selling out shows across the country. And she's currently in New York and LA playing her very first headline show in the US. And over 33 festivals playing, including Glastonbury and Reading and Leeds this year. So look out for that. This show is all about new talent. This is Seven Dials. Seven Dials. They're an alt rock super group from members of the Mission, Killing Joke, and Ministry. That is Obsession. .35 You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and this is the back room. So let's go for some music news, shall we?
Music news.
Okay, so Liam Gallagher, he's cast doubts over claims of the band's manager that Oasis have no intentions of sharing any new material. This comes after manager Alan McKinley told Music Week about what it was like to work with both Liam and Noel Gallagher as the world gears up for Oasis' comeback and 2025 reunion tour. He made headlines when he dismissed any hopes of new material from the Britpop icons and said they had no intention of announcing any more tour dates either. This is very much the last time around, as Noel's made it clear in the press. It's a chance for fans who haven't seen the band to see them, or at least for some of them too. And no, there's no plans for any new music. Now, Liam, he's taken to X to contradict, to comment and reaffirm that only he and his brother call shots when it comes to Oasis updates, responding to one fan who said it didn't feel very biblical for McKinley to dismiss all future plans. The singer responded, "Neither do I, and the only people who are making any kind of decisions on the future of Oasis will be me and our kid, so let's just take it one day at a time." Later, the frontman doubled up on his stance, and another fan who thought there must be a degree of truth to the manager's comments that he is the accountant of the band. Then, when pressed further by another fan to directly say if the manager was lying, Gallagher caused further confusion when he made the tongue-in-cheek response, "Am I?" Now, I would say this is the biggest news for Sheffield this week. We've been talking about the Leadmill for a long time, about what's going to go on. Are they going to be evicted? Is it going to keep its name and everything? And there's been a big court case and everything. So the latest on this is that the Sheffield's Leadmill has been denied its eviction appeal, and it's been given 3 months to vacate the premises. Though the venue have fought a lengthy battle to stay afloat, the venue posted a statement on social media saying they lost their legal appeal against the eviction notice served by the landlord, the Electric Group. The group also owns London's Electric Brixton, Bristol's SWX, and Newcastle's NX. Despite the support of high-profile figures, including Pulp's Jarvis Cocker, the team will now have to vacate within the next 3 months, calling it a heartbreaking moment, not just for our team, but for the entire Sheffield community. They've said, "We fought tirelessly to protect this independent venue, which has supported countless artists, musicians and creatives for over four decades," adding that today's decision feels like a betrayal of the cultural fabric of our city. The Leadmill team wrote that they are truly devastated by this outcome. "They also know hand on heart that we did everything possible to stop the Leadmill being evicted. We have poured our energy, time, love and determination into this fight, and we're immensely proud of our team and the community that stood by us." They also warned that the decision has ramifications for every business tenant in the country, explaining that the judgment in the High Court and the Court of Appeal confirms that tenants have no rights whatsoever. That if a landlord wants to profit from evicting the tenants and copying the tenants' business, it can do so. The Leadmill continued announcing a number of farewell events to be held at the venue, adding that they'll be working on relocating planned future gigs at other venues in Sheffield. "We are devastated but not defeated," they concluded. "This is not the end of the Leadmill spirit. It's a call to action for everyone who believes in the importance of independent culture." So yeah, it's an era for 45 years of the Leadmill. This is sad. But we don't, and what's going to happen next? Okay, let's go to some music. This is The Straits.
Alive.
on Portsmouth Air, the Straits, and that's Remedy. Gonna do some gigs in a minute, gigs in Sheffield this week, and across the nation, some new tours. But before that, new from the Amazons. New album, 21st Century Fiction, is coming. This is Wake Me Up. Great to have the Amazons back. That is Wake Me Up. Certainly did. So let's do some gigs.
Local and national gig guide.
So this week in Sheffield, Knoss at the Greystones tonight, Paul Armfield at Cafe Number 9. Tomorrow, if you go out to Homeforth Pitchdrome, you can catch Skinny Lister. But then if you come back into Sheffield, you can catch The Assist at Cine and Matilda. It's Get Together Festival of Exciting Kelham Island, all over Kelham Island. Loads of venues, loads of bands, including English Teacher, BC Camp Light, The Moon Landings, Divorce, and Swim Deep on the bill there. So get down there on Saturday, and then on to Sunday, if you've got any energy left, Jagged Baptist Club is down at Sydney Matilda. Mickey Gander, Yekalu Arch on Tuesday, and then Wednesday you've got the Vaselines at Sydney Matilda. Some other tours: Nation of Language, American electronic band, brilliant band, play Manchester Ritz 8th of November. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. The Claws have announced a tour in December, London Garage on the 10th, Manchester Academy 2 on the 18th, the Birmingham Academy on the 19th, and Spacey Jane go on tour 20th of October, kicking off in Newcastle. They're going to Non-Rock City on the 21st, then to London, Manchester Academy on the 24th, Sheffield Leadmill on the 25th, Bristol Beacon on the 26th. Okay, very exciting couple of weeks ready for albums. Arcade Fire back with an amazing album called Pink Elephant, and this is a track from this, is Circle of Trust.
Circle of Trust. Chris. He says his name's on the list. Says if you hadn't kissed him, he wouldn't exist. The Archangel Michael's blowing up your phone. He wants to know where you are and when you're coming home. Watching us dancing, thinking it could be us inside the circle of trust.
With DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts of Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the back room. Future Sounds.
Absolutely, mate. This is Toby Lee. I caught him at Yellow Arch the other week. Absolute genius, talent, singer, guitar. The way they play guitar is incredible. It's called Blame Me. It's from his new album, House on Fire. Okay, we've got time for another couple of songs tonight. Isle of Wight duo, Well Egg.
Should be careful, do you catch my drift? 'Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits? step I just threw up in my mouth when you just tried to ask me out. Yet don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends. Yeah.
Well, Catch These Fists, their second album, gonna be brilliant. Moisturizer out on July the 11th. Out on tour at the end of the month. Okay, let's do some new albums for tomorrow. Billy No Mates has a new album called Metal Horse. Blood Monolith, The Calling of Fire, that's out tomorrow. Bury Tomorrow, Will You Haunt Me With That Same Patience, that's out. And new on from Pete Doherty, that's called Felt Better Alive. And of course, The Sherlocks, let's get into the number one, Local Boys, great album. Everything must make sense. Hopefully it does make sense, and they'll be celebrating with a number one next week. That's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Gonna play out tonight with this band. They're called The Sukies and To No One. Have a good evening. I'll see you next week.
So we wake up in a cold sweat, and the buzz is going off. That's our parents. I feel fine, not a problem. Is it me or sertraline? Can't speak to no one. Can't speak to no one.